Ryder. Welcome to Pegging Paradise Podcast number 187 on February 15th, 2018. Changing the world one ass at a time. If you enjoy and appreciate my work and you want to help me spread the word about pegging, consider becoming a patron so I can spend more time doing podcasts, answering questions, writing articles, and recording videos for people interested in pegging everywhere. Just go to patreon.com/RubyRyder, or you can click the Support My Work button on the right-hand side of my website. And don't forget, there's an extraordinary and carefully curated selection of body-safe, non-toxic toys that can be purchased from the Little Black Dress of Pleasure Products, enticeme.com. Just go to enticeme.com, #RubyRyder, and be sure to use that coupon code Ryder for 15% off of your purchase. That's R-Y-D-E-R. You will be supporting Pegging Paradise with every purchase you make. Okay, welcome to the second bisexual podcast at Pegging Paradise. So exciting. The first was podcast number 46, which was actually recorded in May of 2013. Man, we got to do these more often. We really do. And part of the reason we need to do them more often is because I got so many submissions. At first, I wasn't sure if you guys were going to send them in or not. I was getting a little concerned. And then I had to change the deadline for submissions because I was going off to Denver. And here's what happened. You know, I asked you guys to send them in early. And then as the deadline approached, it just got closer and closer, and I kept getting more submissions throughout the time that I would have been recording. So I made an executive decision, because it's just me here at PeggingParadise.com, and I decided to wait until I came back from Denver to record it. So here I am. I was a little bit exhausted when I got back, so I am just now getting to it. It is Valentine's Day 2018 as I record this, but I will indeed have it up by tomorrow. So just as a recap of Denver, I had a fabulous trip there. I taught a couple of classes at the lovely bar / coffee shop, I guess is what they call it, Blush and Blue. And I did indeed give myself the pronoun challenge of teaching both classes using receiver and giver, okay? Instead of he, she, him, her, you know, the guy, the woman, the man, whatever. It was all receiver and giver. It was pretty freaking awesome. I think I did a great job. I messed up a few times, but caught myself immediately. And it was a good exercise in embracing gender fluidity and letting go of that whole gender binary thing. I had a challenge with it for a while. I wasn't sure what to call people. And then, you know, giver and receiver. So yes, I taught both classes using giver and receiver. It went really well. And I just feel like it really honored Blush and Blue, because it is an all gender or even non-gender inclusive bar. It, you know, everybody's welcome. So I figured it was the perfect place to do that. At least 25 to 30 people came out for each class, and the fact that so many of you showed up and it was snowing really warmed my heart. I did hear from Isaac, who facilitated the class through Colorado CAL, which is Center for Alternative Lifestyles, that there were a number of you who emailed and said, hey, it's snowing, we can't get there. Is she going to teach again? I am absolutely going to teach again. I have family in Denver, and I will be visiting again. And I'll try and make it as soon as possible, because I also have family who lives up at one of the ski resorts. And man, was that fun going up there and having a good time in the snow. So yes, I'd love to come back as soon as possible. And I will give you as much advance notice as possible, all you Denverites. And thanks for the snow. It was unnecessary, but delightful. Okay, we have a lot of contributions here, so let us get down to it. Yes. Bicurious or bisexual? Bisexual. Actually, much closer to fully gay, since I am now more interested in sex with men than women. However, I still enjoy straight porn as much as gay porn. I haven't had straight sex for about 5 years. Acted upon or just fantasies? I am fairly active, having sex with men about 5 times per year. On the down low? Absolutely. I have never shared this side of my sexuality with any friends or family, but I wish that I could. It would stir up a shitstorm if I came out. Part of your relationship if you are partnered? I don't have any regular partner. When I have sex, I have always been the bottom until the last time. That was the first time that I was a top and the first time that I ever fucked an ass. Pretty fun stuff. We did a lot of fingering and prostate stimulation. Nice. I thank you, Ruby, for the many times you gave me guidance in the right way to do anal play. Does it overlap in any way with pegging in your life? Sadly, I have never done pegging, but I sure want to. Supported by partner, family, friends? Nope, it's my little secret. That's my story. I love you, Ruby. Christy, parentheses, my crossdresser name.
Yes.
I've known I am bi since late grade school. It started with my brother and I performing oral on each other. We slept in the same room, so it was easy to do. At some point early in my experience, I realized that I wanted to be penetrated. I have been inserting all kinds of things in my butt since I can remember. But alas, we were ignorant and never thought of lube or loosening up or anything, so that never went far. During high school, I had a girlfriend in my own room, so the oral fun with my brother diminished quite a bit. Life happened, got married, had kids, etc., etc., so my bi side was diminished. My wife did enjoy using a dildo on me, although sad to say we never got to pegging. I had purchased a harness, but I did a lousy job of communicating and made my wife very uncomfortable. Where were you and your podcasts in the 80s? It was never used, and eventually I pitched it. Life continued to happen, and somewhere in our early 50s, menopause hit, and my wife had zero interest in a sex life. I didn't want to force or badger my wife into something that was no longer enjoyable for her. About 10 years ago, I found a couple with a bi hubby. He had in the past been caught by his wife, and she actually was turned on by the man-on-man sex. They had had a friend join them often, and luckily for me, he moved, and I was able to fill in the empty spot. I have been meeting with the hubby fairly regularly. We both enjoy oral and fucking each other. Once in a while, his wife will join us, and that adds a whole lot of fun. Normally, she is usually fairly reserved and quiet, but when the three of us are together, she gets very vocal and commanding. Early on in our relationship, I remember I was eating her delicious pussy, and while this was going on, she very clearly told her hubby to fuck that pussy. I felt him enter me. I thought that life could not get any better. It was heaven. Here I was enjoying this woman, being pounded by a nice, thick, hard cock at the same time. She kept repeating with more vigor to fuck that pussy harder. I was a pleasure center for these two people, and I loved it. Eventually, he unloaded deep inside me. I can still remember feeling him pulsing over and over in me. Seconds later, her legs turned into a vice, and she flooded my mouth. I can still remember the scene, the sights, and the smell of that time to this day. While she's getting fucked, I enjoy kissing her, nibbling her breasts, or feeding her my cock. If I unload in her mouth, they will then immediately kiss to share the cum. Other times, I will stand over her and he will suck me at the same time he is fucking her. Or him and I will switch back and forth. With three, there are so many options. If I do come in her, I get to clean that up too. Yum. My next favorite thing is enjoying eating a nice cream pie and cleaning him off. They will lay kissing and talking while I am down between the two, being the cleanup boy. I have normally been the submissive with the two of them or with him alone. He knows I also like to dress, have a collection of paddles, canes, etc., and have a wide collection of anal toys, some based on your suggestions. Thanks. A while back, we talked about my submissive side and our relationship has shifted. He is now my master, and I am his caged pussy boy. It is a bit difficult because we see each other once a week if we are lucky, but we have been making it work. Often when we meet, he fucks my face, and that's all. I can feel my cage filling up when he unloads in my mouth. When we aren't together, he will give me a task such as wearing a plug to work, wearing nipple clamps while driving to work. He also picks out my panties each day. He does not allow me to wear men's underwear anymore. I really appreciate him and her. As we've gotten older, sometimes he has trouble penetrating me, so he will put on a strap-on and go to town. I really enjoy it. Not as nice as the real thing. Anyway, I haven't seen any fireworks yet, but keep hoping that my P-spot orgasm will happen one day. Thanks ever so much, Ruby. Long time bye.
Yes.
Stymied by anxiety about sharing so deeply my innermost parts, I put this writing on the shelf for several weeks after beginning months ago, with no intention of completing it, until Ruby reminded us in a recent podcast announcement about the bisexual episode how much our stories can make a difference for others. Having come so far already, I decided to finish. I've had to cram, when at all possible, to get to this point and meet the deadline. Forgive me for any small errors or jumbled phrasing. This is still my story, if not the final draft. I was inspired to finish, and my tale is complete, if not refined. I was in the 5th grade. I was at my best friend's house for the weekend. We spent the night in his basement-level recreation room and watched a movie. Now it was lights out. We had each made our own bed on the built-in couches of the room. We were playing a game of truth or dare by his suggestion. My friend called a dare, which amounted to him asking me if I would let a guy suck my dick. I think he also phrased his question with qualifiers like, if the lights were out, or with my eyes closed so I could pretend it was a girl. This caught me by total surprise, and, well, the lights were out. I thought for a second and told him I didn't think I would do that. Then I shot back another reply to the effect of, so you want to suck my dick? As I recall, he sheepishly claimed he did not, though I didn't believe him for some reason. We soon ended our game and went to sleep shortly afterwards. Before I fell asleep, I recall becoming suddenly and intensely aroused by the idea of having my dick sucked, and I ended up secretly masturbating to orgasm right there in the dark, in the same room as my friend. The topic of that question never came up again, like it never happened. To my pre-adolescent self, it just wasn't something to dwell on. It was just a game. Plus, at that age, I was just beginning my sexual infancy. There was no context with which to judge such things. I had barely discovered masturbation, let alone blowjobs. In the years since, I have occasionally wondered what could have happened if my answer had been different, but I never regretted my choice. I would not consider it a great turning point in my development. It's more like an anomaly. Moreover, until recently, I could not have recalled the last time I even thought of that night almost 3 decades ago. Ruby's request for bisexual stories dredged up this old memory from my past, like a missing piece to my puzzle. In my mid-teenage years, I intuitively discovered a duality within me, which I came to know as my feminine side. Long-haired, artistic, poetic, musical, philosophical. These were my descriptors in those days. I have always considered myself open-minded, so I naturally allowed my feminine to be herself, and I cherish her to this day. And she loves ass play. It's hard to describe this part of me, but I feel it's partly why I have always found a natural affinity for female company. I've always found it easy to engage women in a non-sexual, non-threatening way. In my social circles throughout life, I've always relished the times I was permitted to be a fly on the wall while the ladies have their girl talks. And for many a night on the town, I have been welcomed as the lone token guy on girls' nights out. I just love the sense of connecting with their feminine power. For me, recognizing and embracing my feminine aspects didn't translate into wanting boys or cross-dressing, or any outward expression other than perhaps the 2 times I painted my nails black as a teenager. But that was more out of rebellion, really. It was during the height of the 90s goth grunge culture, after all. As a fully grown adult, one might say I'm a man's man, with a stoic, intimidating air to those who don't know me. I stand over 6 feet tall, with chiseled masculine features, and the slim yet stout physique of one who labors in the construction trades. Despite my outward masculinity, my feminine duality is strong as ever, even though she only resides within. I'm comfortable in my skin and not the least bit ashamed. Yet holding all this inside can make me lonely in a way. These days, I long for a society where I could freely be open about myself to the world without judgment. I never had any reason to question my sexual orientation until my 20th year. I have always identified as a heterosexual, even now, though I find labels poorly suited to describing the complexities of my situation. Prior to this particular event at age 20, my view on my own sexuality was no more complicated than the fact that all my sexual interest was directed to the opposite sex. Therefore, I was straight. No further analysis required. My position has evolved greatly since then, yet this was the mindset I carried well past the 3 semesters I spent in college, where I made friends with a gay man. He had been deep in the gay scene of San Francisco for a time, and loved waving his gayness about for the world to see. He was one of the most gregarious and horniest men I've ever met. We were just friends, nothing romantic. I don't recall the exact circumstances now, but one night, we and other friends had been hanging out until late, and I found myself alone with him in his room after all the others had left. We were both intoxicated. I was very intoxicated. Abruptly, the conversation turned, and suddenly he was trying to convince me to take off my pants, and was promising he could give me the best blowjob I had ever had. I resisted. He persisted on and on. The details are lost in the fog of time and alcohol, but I ended up taking off my pants, and he did as well. He started trying to kiss my face and mouth. I remember vividly the feel of stubble against my cheek, the full, masculine lips. I did not enjoy these sensations. Still today, I do not enjoy even the thought of kissing a man. I told him he could only suck my cock, no more kissing. He protested, yet I was insistent, and had to stop him from doing it at least once more after that. His blowjob was just so-so. He kept using his teeth, which I told him I did not like. He said it was part of his technique. I did allow him to take me to orgasm, though I had to force it. Looking back, in all fairness, I must admire his genuine enthusiasm for pleasing my cock at that moment, enthusiasm which rivals that of all women I have ever been with to this day, with only a few isolated instances as exceptions. I've had great head from women, but the penis owner on penis owner dynamic makes a difference, I suppose. We had one more encounter like this some time later. It went down in a very similar drunken stupor. This time I was so numb I wasn't getting off, so I got frustrated. Once coupled with the frenzy of other conflicting emotions I was feeling, this frustration overwhelmed me. After much protest and pleading from him, I realized my multiple requests for him to stop were falling on deaf ears. So with no other options, I literally had to back the fuck off his mouth and leave. As I said, both during and after these experiences, I was fraught with conflicting emotions of all sorts. Yet, despite the factors of inebriated mind and body with judgment awry, I had undeniably enjoyed being blown by that man. Though I didn't want or allow any contact other than around my genitals, still, I liked it. And a great part of me, during the first encounter when I was more sober, had wished to take his beautiful large cock in my own mouth, or at least my hands. He didn't need me to do it to him, he said, nor did I press for it. But I wish, to this day, that I would have tried to get his permission. He said he was a bottom. He said he was satisfied just by giving head and only receiving anal sex. Blame the naivete of youth, I suppose, but I barely knew at that age what he really meant when he identified as a bottom. Over time, I became comfortable with the fact that I had had sex with a man. My forays across the lines of taboo did not suddenly alter my sexual proclivity. I went on my merry way through life, pursuing heterosexual vanilla partners, as I had always done. It wasn't until years later that a new, undeniable facet of my sexuality bubbled up to the surface. I'd been married for 3 to 4 years, maybe 6 to 7 years ago now, when I began having frequent and powerful fantasies of sucking a man's cock. To this day, I have no idea what caused this change. From time to time, work would take me out of town. I would often find myself browsing Craigslist casual encounters ads late at night. Horny and curious, I would tire of looking at the female for male ads and begin seeking male for male encounters with other, quote, straight guys, claiming it was their first time too, men who wanted to exchange hand jobs and blow jobs. Though stimulating mentally, this never played out into actual encounters. I have never been slutty, quite the opposite, in fact, nor has infidelity ever been in my playbook. Yet my desires were so strong that I may actually have crossed that line had I ever found an ideal scenario, but nothing ever came to be. During this period, I learned without a doubt, even embraced, the fact that I had a real need deep inside, the need to experience pleasuring a man's cock with my mouth and hands at least once in my life. And it remains a real need to this day, even if the outcome would be simply to learn that I do not actually enjoy it, never to do it again. I held this new little bud of desire close to my heart for years, sharing it with no one. I never came out with my desires or past encounters until last year on Labor Day weekend. My wife and I had booked a hotel room last minute on a whim. We needed a break from life and some sexy time. This leg of my story actually ties into my very first pegging experience that same night. That's my other big story of chipping away at the barriers of taboo. And then he refers to it. This is from Tennessee Booty Scooper, podcast number 167. Two tales marking no less than a revolutionary period of my life converged on this night. We'd been doing our sexy thing in bed for a while and were having the conversation that led up to the actual pegging. I had wanted to check in and make sure any last-minute hang-ups or questions were not hanging over our first session. I don't recall exact specifics, but we were somewhere deep into the topic of my sexual orientation versus pegging. I was reassuring her that my desire for pegging did not mean I was seeking it as a substitute for a real cock. She can read me like a book, and I think she noticed my tell as the memory of those long-ago nights surfaced in my mind. Out of the blue, she asked me point-blank if I had ever been with another man. Taken aback, my slight pause did not allow for anything other than the truth to come out. Though I may never have come out on my own, she'd asked the question. I could not lie to my wife, nor, after all those years of keeping this real part of me inside, did I want to. So for the first time ever, and with more than a bit of trepidation, I told the entire story of my long-ago drunken encounters for the first time, and some of my subsequent fantasies of having male encounters. I truly did not know what to expect. How would she react? What if it all came crashing down? Would she still peg me? Yet the risk of lying and the idea of never having my truth known overpowered my fears of rejection. To my immense relief, the sky did not fall. My true love did not balk. To the contrary, after hearing me out, she offered her opinion that I had been a victim of sexual abuse. This had never occurred to me. In my mind at that time, the thought of myself being a victim of such things was unfathomable. Yet her words rang true in my mind and heart, and simultaneously set free a great burden I didn't even know I had been carrying. I considered this idea for the first time. It was a no-brainer. By all societal definitions that apply to a typical male perpetrator with a female victim scenario, my consent, my autonomy, had been no less violated, despite the gender similarity. Under the heavy influence of booze, no less. Additionally, I realized I was a victim of coercion, if not other offenses. This was an utter revelation to me, and an instant relief to a hurt I had buried so long ago that I no longer acknowledged its existence. I thanked my wife profusely. I was so relieved that she did not reject me outright, and I was instantly comforted, knowing that my dearest lover in the world now shared this intimate part of me. However, her acceptance was not without reservation, at least initially. Understandably, she was rather taken aback that her manly man suddenly cast this admission upon her. I do think she used her assault idea to help support a justification, for her comfort mainly, that my continuing desire to fulfill my male fantasies stems directly from those encounters, that my victimization and regrets of not blowing his cock when I had the chance somehow caused some perversion within me and had led to my latent fantasies. I had been down this rabbit hole many times already in my own mind. I assured her that no matter the cause of my desire, it was in fact real, that I now owned and embraced this facet of myself. Whether or not my fantasy will ever become reality, it is not going away. We did get on to pegging that night, and we have further discussed my bi-curious desires in depth since then. Yet there has been no resolution or definitive path set forth. Rather, there are now more loose ends and unknowns than before. Is my fantasy to remain just that? Can space be made for it to become reality? How would the terms to make it a functional reality be negotiated? How could it be allowed within the framework of our monogamous vows to each other? Would allowing my fantasy lead to even more homosexual desires? A slew of open questions and what-ifs now lies on the table, with little indication of resolution in the near future. Despite these complications, by being out to her, I feel much more at ease in my daily reality. I can even face the entire world with more confidence now that someone is on my team. The plot thickens. Late into the wee hours of the night, about a month after I came out to my wife, we were cuddling and talking after some extended playtime. Both of us were a little buzzed off alcohol, she more than myself. I only point this out because I feel it played a part in allowing what happened next to unfold. We were just about to fall asleep after talking when my wife started to say something more, but stopped herself short. Intrigued, I pressed a little. I promised her that she could tell me anything without fear of judgment. After a bit of coaxing, she uttered the words, "I sometimes think of having sex with women." Bomb dropped. Instantly, my mind was swirling with all sorts of emotions and possibilities. I was startled, but not surprised. After a pause to collect my thoughts, I told her I had always suspected this about her, that I had noticed little clues throughout the years, that having a bisexual wife had long been a fantasy of mine, that I could accept her exactly as she is without fear of judgment, that she still has my full, unconditional support. Briefly, we talked about what form this new reality might take. I didn't want to push her too far so late at night, as I knew this was going to be a touchy subject. Plus, we were both under the influence. So I dropped it, and we dropped off to sleep. The next morning, it was as if nothing had ever been said. I let the topic go unmentioned for a week, my mind reeling with uncertainty all the while. It has become a way for me to deal with new emotional revelations like this by educating myself, to find the best sources and learn, as if to seek an intellectual balance for my feelings. Just as I had done when deep in the frenzy of discovering self-prostate stimulation, I spent every spare moment that week Googling for answers and digging for information that could apply to our new reality. Finally, an opportunity arose. By now, I knew she would never bring it up, so I pressed ever so gently. The first thing she said was that she had been hoping I had forgotten all about it. I reassured her that I had not forgotten. I informed her that it had been in the forefront of my mind, which was increasingly demanding answers. We discussed the topic of her bisexual self several times in those initial days, though not at all more recently. She told me of a past roommate with whom she had regular encounters for an extended period long ago. They would be home alone sometimes, drinking. One thing would lead to another. They never performed oral, she said, as if it were a definitive boundary. She says this is the only same-sex partner she has had. She admits that recently, after years of no feelings or thought of it, she had begun feeling this attraction to women once more. And to make things clear now and going forward, she has no plans to dive into exploring this side of herself. Yet she is ruling nothing out. During my initial reaction to all this, there is no denying I was instantly having visions of sexy threesomes in my future. I defy any monogamous heterosexual man without the tools to deal with these things in a similar situation to resist the natural and irrational tendency to latch on to such a selfish fantasy upon learning his wife has bisexual leanings. Simultaneously, though, I knew that I was thinking with my little head. A serious reality check was in order, so I tempered my desire by gaining real-world knowledge. This helped me reaffirm to myself that any outcomes of my wife's revelation might, at most, be influenced by me but not chosen. and that even if any exploration of her bisexual desires ever does occur, a bounty of ménages à trois will most likely not be at the top of the menu, or even for dessert. Though, until recently, I had no previous knowledge of the nuts and bolts of it, I had always been secretly intrigued by the idea of open marriage. Now I know that what I had in mind falls more in the poly realm. I have yet to play that particular card as it pertains to my fantasy. Nonetheless, after much real and difficult soul-searching, I gave my wife the option, under negotiated circumstances, to seek a female partner should she desire, even if that meant I was not to be included in the relationship. This more recent chain of events between my wife and I have all culminated suddenly, after more than a decade together. I myself spent a decade and a half ignoring or suppressing a penis fetish that's not going away, yearning for so long to share this most intimate detail with my lover, yet too scared, too paralyzed by guilt, too everything, to come out, even to her, my most trusted and beloved partner ever, until finally, when asked bluntly if I had ever had same-sex relations, I was forced to share my truth with her, on the night of my first pegging, no less. Then one night, with barely a whisper, she tells me she wants to have sex with women, again. Importantly, she admitted that my blowjob story helped her to let loose on her past. I'm so happy for her. I still bask in the warmth and comfort brought on by the newly evolving dynamic we now share, as a result of our more thorough understanding of one another. It has been a powerful, ongoing, and novel exertion of trust for us, having mutually revealed our innermost secrets, liberating, exciting, stimulating, and more. Yet we, raised as good, staunch vanilla types, find ourselves woefully unprepared to navigate the waters of bringing others into our monogamous arrangement. Society simply fails to prepare one for the complexities inherent in group dynamics. For us, each and together, all the lines are blurred. Thus we stand at an impasse, our hidden desires held closely between us, yet, for now at least, far from any form of realization. A great bit of my story is mine alone and far in the past, yet the new story has literally come forth due to pegging and pegging paradise, which, in large part, has allowed space for my own newfound bravery and self-ownership. If she had not questioned me that night before taking my pegging cherry, who knows if or when she might have asked. I was in no hurry to tell. I was just too busy trying to fill my predetermined gender role, you know?
Yes.
Dear Ruby, I wanted to submit our story about my husband's bi curiosity for your podcast. I have your site to credit with helping me to get my husband to this point, and want to thank you. I apologize in advance for the length. I've tried to edit it as much as possible. So a bit about my journey and how I ended up here. This is a bit long-winded, but I am going somewhere with this. A bit about us. The hubby and I met on a fetish website back in 2006. At the time, I had just got out of a long-term relationship with a very sub man and was tired of being dominant and wanted to explore my submissive side. At that time, we did play with the idea of swinging, but then having a family happened and the threesome idea got taken off the table. I want to tell you a story about the most relevant part of our journey, which is about how I got my husband to want me to peg him and ultimately admit his bi curiosity to me. Earlier last year, my husband admitted to me he wanted me to peg him, which for me was incredibly erotic to hear and a dream come true. To say I am obsessed with the ass does not do my fetish justice. I've always loved ass play, rimming, and pegging, and had done it with every serious boyfriend I'd been with, except for my husband, who from the outset 12 years ago told me his ass was off limits. So when on his birthday 10 years ago he asked me to rim him, I was delighted. At this time, I was 6 months pregnant, so positions were limited. So we did it, and the kindest way to describe it was that he had this massive freak-out or panic attack. He would not tell me what the problem was and never asked me to do it again. He gave me no feedback on what went wrong or even if I did something wrong, and I was left feeling very bewildered. The subject was off limits. About a year later, we had a huge row, and I know I should not have done this, but I raised what happened that day and asked, what did I do wrong? He got pretty angry and refused to discuss. Fast forward to 2015. I am looking online, and I stumbled upon a Tumblr, and all of a sudden, I am catapulted into this world of people who are having the type of sex I want, but cannot ask him for because I'm afraid of his rejection. Now, during this time, we had a perfectly satisfactory sex life. He is a very considerate, unselfish, and gifted lover. We had sex once a week back then, and I was having regular orgasms when we did, but I felt immensely frustrated because I couldn't ask for what I wanted because of his reaction years before. So I started following sex blogs, such as Pegging Paradise, and I began a secret campaign to get my hands, tongue, and more on his ass. Occasionally, whilst going down on him, I would accidentally let a finger stray to his taint to brush against it, to see or hear the response and change in breathing, and I'd listen very carefully to him to see if he likes it, and was not surprised that he did. Each time we had sex, we'd spend ages on foreplay, and I'd pay lots of attention on working towards his ass. So I was conditioning him to make the neural connections between the pleasure he was feeling in his cock and the pleasure I was giving him in his ass. Each time I pushed the boundary, even if it was by a millimeter. Other times we'd be making out, I would have one hand playing with his cock and balls, and then my other hand would slide down his back toward the cleft of his ass. Every single time, he would moan and push back against my hand. Each time, I would tease and go a little further. All the time I was doing this, I'd be carefully listening to and monitoring his responses to make sure my instincts were correct. Then one night, I accidentally grazed his asshole with my fingertips. He shuddered and gasped, and combined with the force of his kiss, this told me everything I needed to know. In March last year, I was kneeling in front of him between his legs, trying to get the courage to rim him. I'd done this so many times and chickened out at the last second, probably because I felt haunted by his reaction years ago. I don't know why, but on this occasion, I just thought, oh, fuck it, and rimmed him. He was pretty shocked, not just by the fact that I did it, but also how much he enjoyed it. Just as an aside, at Christmas 2016, I got him a prostate massager but said to him, there's no pressure to use it with me. Have a go on your own and see what you think. I think it took him till May to actually pluck up the courage to use it while we were having sex one night. Pretty soon after we used the prostate massager in June of last year, my husband admitted he wanted me to fuck him. I could tell he was struggling with whether to tell me, so I said to him, you can tell me anything, I won't judge you, and you never know, I might even like it myself. I think hearing those words gave him the permission to open up about wanting to be pegged. I bought a harness and two dildos the very next day. Since then, we've been pegging 2 or 3 times weekly, and he loves it. I've been adding to my collection of toys, and in October, my husband admitted to me that he wants to explore further and experience what a real cock inside him feels like. I want to make this happen for him. So I have set up a FetLife account in order to recruit a third to join us, and I have struck up some wonderful friendships with people who are interested in joining us. In total, this campaign took about 2 years to get my husband to give his ass to me. Now he begs me to play with it, using my fingers and toys. He asks me to lick it, and yes, fuck it. He's gone from telling me he's 100% straight to bi-curious within 6 months. But this has brought us so much closer together. We are also more open and able to ask for what we want. Obviously, this is a massively abridged version of our love story, which has been a wild ride. Pegging and ass play Pegging and ass play has brought us closer together, and now that our desires are aligned, we want to explore further. Reaching this point has been an interesting journey, not just for him, but for us both as a couple. This time last year, he was not in a place to be open with me about this, nor I with him about what I wanted. Prior to this, because he was simply not emotionally ready to admit, even to himself, that he wanted to feel a cock inside him. I recognized this a long time ago and suspect he is bi, not bi-curious. He's since admitted to me that his first cock will not be his last. I suspect that once we've actually played with another man, he will be more willing to play again. I strongly suspect he is possibly a male slut, and that once he feels a real cock, he will want more. The way his breathing changes when I whisper filth in his ears when we play, and his other responses indicate to me that he is bi, not bi-curious. He's told me that when I am playing with his ass, he just wants to do anything and anyone. Like I said, bi men have been my holy grail ever since I was in my early 20s. I'm delighted to be with someone who is willing to reconsider his sexuality and his preference in such an intelligent way. I hope that this message finds you well. Best wishes, Amy.
Yes.
Where do I start? My experience begins as a young child. I was a victim of molestation by a friend of the family's teenage son. I buried the experience for many years. One day in a college human sexuality class, the memories came rushing back. I was literally knocked over with emotion. My instructor was the only person I felt safe enough to share this revelation with. She was extremely understanding and encouraged me to seek counseling. To my misfortune, I did not get the counseling I needed. I went about burying my thoughts and emotions once again. I proceeded to have many short-lived relationships with women. I had intimacy issues and sheer lack of the ability to commit for longer than 4 months at a time. I was a relationship wreck. I was left always wondering what was wrong with me. Do I even like females? So one night, after a party at my house, one of my male friends stayed behind to stay the night. I didn't think much of it until about an hour into watching TV. He told me how much he has always thought I was cute. I told him I was flattered, but not my thing. Within 10 minutes, I turned, looked at him, and found myself kissing him. I could feel his stubble from his beard on my cheek. Our tongues were intertwined, while his big hands cradled me oh so firmly. This was new and very different. I was letting myself go, and he took over. He guided me down to his pants zipper. I had such a feeling of excitement and submissiveness. I unzipped his pants and found the most beautiful 8-inch by 4-inch black cock. I took him into my mouth, sucking and slurping. I couldn't get enough. It was like a craving I never knew I had was finally being satisfied. He then asked me, "Do you want me to fuck you?" Without hesitation, I said, "Yes, please, please fuck me." He took me missionary style with a relentless fury. My whole body was in ecstasy. Turning me over to doggy, he then really went to work on my ass. He whispered in my ear, "I'm ready to come. Do you want to come with me?" At this point, I'd forgotten I even had a cock. I whimpered, almost crying, "Yes, please." He reached under and stroked me in unison with every plunge of his huge cock. He said he was about to come and ordered me to come as well. I blew like a steam engine traveling at top speed. He released, and we spent the night cuddling. The next morning, we kissed, performed oral on each other, and I took him home. I walked funny for a week, laugh out loud. In the months that followed, we would hook up on the down low. I will never forget him. Oh, what a night. After that experience, I fell back into my old ways of dating women. Two of those relationships lasted longer than others. Took a lot of reflection to figure out why. Now I know. The two women were dominating, and I liked it. They were forceful, aggressive, and they knew what they wanted. Without realizing it and choosing to be submissive, I just was. My family and friends convinced me on both occasions that these girls were bad news for me. I listened and subsequently broke off the relationship, but the need to submit never left me. I later found and married a wonderful woman, parentheses, submissive, who until recently had no idea that I was molested or that I like having sex with men. But to be fair, at the time I wasn't sure what I liked. We were 6 years into my marriage when I needed to explore these feelings I had. I started asking myself questions. Who am I attracted to for real? It's not always easy to know. I am rarely turned on by the male form, but I love to suck a great cock. So am I bi? I enjoy being submissive, however I'm dominant in my current relationship. Who am I? I decided to have sex with a professional, beautiful, pre-op transgender female. The experience was everything I hoped it would be. The problem was, I still could not answer my questions. I needed help. I needed the very help I chose not to get so many years earlier. My molestation created a vacuum inside me, and one night after a few drinks, I shared with my wife my entire truth. We decided to get me some help. I found a wonderful therapist who specialized in sexual therapy. Long story short, I found I had a tremendous amount of guilt about my molestation. Not so much it happened, but how much I enjoyed it. The secret was too big for me. I learned to share and release that guilt. I also learned how to be intimate with my wife. The biggest lesson was accepting myself and knowing how and with whom I choose to have sex with is fucking okay. So I don't really consider myself bi, but open and fluid. I still love a good cock, but only if my wife is on board. Thanks to Ruby Ryder, my wife is learning to enjoy pegging and enriching our sex life. Pegging has also taught me how to be even more attentive to her needs. She is so happy. Now she's getting foot massages on a regular basis. Talk about a win-win situation. As an example of how awesome my wife is, I let her know that lately I've wanted to start wearing panties on a regular basis. We had a long talk, and she's cool with the idea. Not crazy about it, but cool. I am happy to say I bought my first 3 pairs today, and I am wearing a pair right now. They are sexy red panties with lace. What an amazing feeling. I have always felt an inner girl inside me. We will see where this goes. Thank you, Ruby.
Yes.
My story starts 30 years ago when I was in a marriage where my wife was cheating on me and I was not having a lot of sex. Occasionally I would go to an adult bookstore to watch movies and masturbate. Back then they charged 25 cents for 5 minutes of movie time. I watched a variety of different types of porn, even some men-on-men porn, although at the time I did not think much of having sex with men. One day while in a booth I had my pants down and my dick in my hand. I didn't notice the hole in the wall before, but suddenly a dick appeared. It was larger than mine and certainly bigger around. Without giving it much thought, I reached over and touched it. I was amazed by how hot it was and how nice it felt. Yes, of course, I have felt mine many times, but another man's dick feels very different. The owner of the dick reached down and shook it a couple of times. I bent over and looked at it. He was circumcised like me. Without thinking about it too much, I bent over, got on my knees, and tasted it. I was surprised by the enjoyable flavor. Very quickly, I put the entire length of it in my mouth, or as much of it as I could fit, and started sucking on it vigorously. He obviously needed to release, and it wasn't long before I was rewarded with a mouthful of semen. This was before I knew anything about sexually transmitted diseases or AIDS, so I swallowed. Surprisingly, I did not dislike the taste. I quickly finished myself off, being extremely turned on. I ejaculated all over the floor, pulled my pants up, and left. It took a few days to process what happened. I realized I could not have romantic love with a man, but I did realize I liked the taste, texture, and feel of sucking dick. Over the next several years, I would go to adult bookstores and movie theaters and suck men off. I truly enjoy the taste, and the thrill it gave me to make a man come. I rarely let another man blow me, as I really did not enjoy it that much. As time went on, I became curious about anal play. I had enjoyed shoving things in my ass as a kid, even at 8. This was even before I discovered ejaculation and masturbation. At some point, I went to a bookstore that had private booths. Inside one of the booths, with the door open, one man was fucking another man in the ass. I was extremely turned on. As I stood there and watched, a man came up behind me and rubbed my ass through my pants. Instead of being offended, I was very turned on and pressed back against his hand. He reached round my sides and lowered my pants. I moved close to the wall so I could hold on and remain standing. He took out a lubricated condom and put it over his hard penis. He asked me if I wanted it, and I said yes. He started rubbing his dick around my ass, searching for the hole. He had a little bit of trouble finding it, so I reached back and got him to the target. I had attempted anal sex with my wife on one or two occasions, and she complained about the pain. What I felt was a very momentary stretching. Then wave after wave of pleasure rushed over me. He pumped me for about 3 minutes. It was my first time. I was getting a little sore. I asked him if he was close, and he responded by grunting and shooting his load into the condom in my ass. That was my introduction to bisexuality. To this day, I still enjoy sucking a hard dick. I do pay attention to who I play with and screen my partners fairly well. This has also led me into the world of pegging. As much as I enjoy a woman penetrating me with a strap-on, nothing can replace the feel of a large human penis pumping in and out of your ass. As I grow older, my erections are farther apart. My need to ejaculate has diminished substantially. Although I'm very able to please my wife, I still need to occasionally have my guy-on-guy time. I'm very fortunate to have a wife who understands my needs and allows me my occasional dick. When I'm with a partner that I trust, I take the penis bareback and allow him to ejaculate deep inside me. To me, there is nothing like the feeling of trying to hold his cum in for hours as it slowly seeps out into my underwear. We have one partner who enjoys playing with both of us. Although he really enjoys fucking my wife, and I love watching, he also enjoys having sex with me on occasion. At a party not too long ago, he approached me in the hot tub by standing up next to me and sticking his dick in my face. What else could I do but suck him dry? These are the types of encounters I hope to have until they put me in the grave. John from Houston.
Yes.
I discovered I was bisexual when I was in my early 20s. I had gotten married at 19 and had a kid. We had moved into an apartment that was down the street from an adult bookstore and an adult arcade a few blocks from it. At this time, I was masturbating to porno mags, but not just to the girls, but also to the guys, or to mental images of guys we had watched in porn movies. I even started to buy a magazine called Option that had no stories in it. It was on one of my trips, cruising around looking at the personal ads, 3x4 note cards before the internet, that I was approached by a guy that was interested. We chatted, and he asked what I was looking for. I told him I was looking to try sucking some dick. He led me to the bathroom, where he pulled his dick out and guided me to my knees. I was in heaven. He made me stand, and then he started to suck my dick. He asked if I wanted to fuck. I said yeah. He turned around and lubed his ass and guided my dick into him, and we fucked. It was great, but stupid, as we didn't use protection. I was lucky and I didn't catch anything. I started on the down low after that. Around the same time, without talking to my wife, I bought a cheap strap-on. I know, stupid, but this was way before your podcast. Luckily, she didn't freak out. We started using it with me sucking on it. We tried pegging before we even knew what it was. I could never get the nerve to say I was bisexual. Over the years, we would toss out the cheap harness only to buy a new cheap one. That's the way it had gone for most of our marriage. I was still on the down low, but had started watching transsexual porn and meeting transsexual escorts. One night, out of the blue, I confessed I enjoyed transsexual porn. By this time, we weren't pegging. Then, a number of years ago, I discovered your podcast. I talked to her again about it and decided to try it again, and we agreed to buy quality toys. One night we were laying in bed and she brought up the subject of porn and what I like to watch. I told her lesbian, but then got the courage to tell her transsexual, gay, and bi. We left it like that for the night, but the next day I finally told her I was bisexual. She said she knew because of the stuff we did over the years and the transsexual porn. We talked about it and agreed that pegging was just for us. She also didn't want me to try and bring other people into our relationship. I've stopped being on the down low. She's very understanding, and we have incorporated it into our pegging. She enjoys giving me a blowjob while I use a Wevibe bullet on her till she comes. Then she fucks me. She is the only one who knows I am bi, and I'm grateful she is accepting of it. Thanks for reading my ramblings. And this is signed by Bisexual and Loving It.
Yes.
Recently, our female-led relationship took a turn in the hot wife cuckold direction when my husband's erectile dysfunction got worse. It was his idea, but when I saw how not having to perform changed him to a much happier person, I knew this was the right path for us. As he settled into his new role, he became even more submissive, and the bull suggested we groom him for bisexuality. I had my doubts, but the idea excited me. And when the bull, who was experienced, insisted that this was the natural progression for many cucks, I agreed. I began to train his mouth first with a finger and then a strap-on. Having him put the condom on the bull's cock came next, and making him stroke the bull's cock hard soon followed. At some point something clicked, and he began to get aroused by the bull's cock. The bull and I both sensed this, and we transitioned him from hand-fluffing to mouth-fluffing, without much protest. Sucking cock has been a transformative event for my husband. Where before he wasn't able to satisfy me, he can now easily satisfy the bull, and this in turn has raised his self-esteem and given him a renewed sense of purpose sexually. As much as it turned me on to see my husband suck cock, thinking about my husband eventually getting fucked really makes me wet. For my husband to really be able to accommodate the bull's cock, however, he needs to be trained with larger strap-ons. Do you feel there are length and girth limits that shouldn't be exceeded? Presently, I use a 6-inch long, 1.5-inch wide dildo, which he takes without a problem. But the bull is bigger, much thicker, and more forceful. And this is signed by Ruth. So the quick answer to that question, Ruth, is I have a toy that's 2¾ inches in diameter and 11¼ inches long that, if used very, very carefully, can be totally fine. I imagine you're probably never going to get to that point, but raise your toys up 1/4 inch in diameter at a time and work up to the eventual length of the bull's cock is what I would tell you. And just take it really, really, really slow. And that's it. That's really all you have to do. And at some point in time, he should be able to take that size of a cock, and the fantasies of everyone will be fulfilled. Thanks for writing in, and thanks for the questions. And of course, let us know how it goes, please. I want to hear the story about this one.
Yes.
I'm currently bicurious since I have not had the chance to be with another man to determine whether I'm truly bisexual or it's mostly fantasies and daydreams. Sometimes I suspect that these fantasies may be an any port in the storm kind of situation, but other times I remember that I've never been particularly dedicated to heterosexuality. Being straight is just a chance attribute of me, rather than a core part of how I interact with the world. For both of these, some backstory may be useful. Since I had a rather spectacularly bad breakup around 3 years ago, my life situation has not been stable enough to go looking for partners, combined with a lack of ideas on how people manage to spend enough time together to want to become partners after college. In college, you could always just go to the other person's room because you were bored. Once you're living in your own apartment, how do people decide they want second dates if they don't have sex on the first, etc.? So I sometimes suspect that the fantasies of being with guides may be based on stereotypes that lead me to think that I may have an easier time with gay men than with women, hence the any port in a storm. However, I've had a few friends admit to me that they suspect that I'm bisexual based on remarks I've made and don't remember due to being drunk at the time, even before I had any serious girlfriends. It may have been some offhand remark that I'd do a guy if I got to top and there was no kissing, after an alumnus came back to visit campus and told my friends and I a story about a gay guy they would joke was a closeted straight man because he was always insisting on topping and apparently had a no-kissing party. When I was still with one of my former girlfriends, she'd joke that we should have a male-male-female threesome at times, though we never got to do that before breaking up. Only a male-female-female due to a mutual friend who was curious whether or not she was lesbian or bisexual and wanted to share my then-girlfriend to experiment. We tried pegging together shortly before our breakup, but it was before I discovered your podcast, so we were using a disappointing flexible toy because it was what was on sale in the sex shop we stopped at in central Illinois. Long before then, she'd finger me for the additional prostate stimulation, so she knew I was into butt stuff. My friends would either be supportive or already suspect that I'm possibly bi and not truly straight. The biggest thing that gets in the way of me talking about things like that with them is that it's simply not something that comes up in conversation. With my family, I simply have no reason why I'd bring up the subject with them unless I had a long-term male partner. I don't imagine them being outright hostile, but I also don't suspect that they'd be overly accepting. However, I never seem to discuss any aspect of my dating or romantic life with them until I've already established a relationship. With regard to the overlap of bisexuality and pegging, I find being pegged with a dildo that aims for biological realism, or the cartoonified phalluses most realistic dildos offer, to be a turnoff. I prefer to be pegged with non-representational art, as it were, something that is functional without the trappings of pretenses of being an actual penis. Finally, my fantasies about men. When I imagine being with a guy, it's with someone who's notably closer to the twink end of the bear twink spectrum. However, unlike when I was in college and joking that I'd only top other guys, I now am curious about cocksucking, dick-licking, and being a bottom for a guy who has had his dong for his entire life. However, I still don't imagine myself kissing other men. I can imagine having sex with guys and being life partners together, but I seem to leave any fantasies about the trappings of romance to daydreams about women, though even those romantic parts have been waning lately. I hope you can make some sense of all this. It's 2:30 a.m. as I prepare to hit send. Thank you for your constantly informative and interesting and existing, because several other sex-positive podcasts I used to enjoy have either disappeared or gone on indefinite hiatus podcast. Your calm demeanor combines very well with the sex-positive content to create a refreshing listen. And this is signed by Chris.
Yes.
That will do it for Pegging Paradise's second bisexual podcast. Thank you so much to everyone who wrote in. I find it refreshing that with the Crossdressers podcast, a woman wrote in, and with the Bisexuality podcast, we've had a couple of women write in as well. So I'm loving hearing the stories from either side of the equation, and just mostly loving hearing the stories, period. It's always a real experience for me to just have a full-on podcast of reading your submissions and hearing you tell your stories. I absolutely love it, and I can't thank everyone enough for sending everything in this time. It was very much appreciated. You can find my work at peggingparadise.com, where I have my blog, my podcast, my erotica, and the forum. Pegging101.com has informational pegging articles only with no kink. My podcasts are available through a variety of podcast downloader apps, which you can find a sampling of under the tab Follow on my website for both Android and iPhones. You can also stream my podcast directly from my website if you like. The Follow tab has links for you to subscribe to my blog, follow me on Twitter, and check out my Facebook page. If you order any sexy new toys from enticeme.com, please remember to use that coupon code RIDER for 15% off your entire purchase. Send your questions to ruby@peggingparadise.com. No question is too quizzical, too quick, or too quirky. Many listeners are going to learn along with you, so don't be shy. Throw those questions in my mailbox or call me at 805-500-6544. That is 805-500-6544. Thanks for downloading and listening, everybody. You rock. Happy pegging.